You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good,
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show.
Welcome to our Keeping
Up with the Kardashians podcast. Unfortunately, we don't have a new episode for you tonight. Some technical difficulties in the studio. So next week we'll be back covering two episodes. But in the meantime, we thought we'd just check in and give you the most up-to-date Kardashian news and gossip. Yeah.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Well, today is Kendall's 18th birthday.
Happy birthday, Kendall. We finally know how old Kendall is.
Yes.
And she's legal.
Yes, yay. She's finally legal. This whole time we've been talking about a lot of her photo shoots and if it was okay, if she's posing in these scandalous outfits when she's under 18. Well, now she is finally 18, so we do not have to worry about that anymore. And to celebrate, the Kardashian clan rented out the entire Six Flags theme park to themselves. There are only a few workers there at some of the concession stands, but basically it was all rented out just for their family, and they didn't walk from ride to ride. Oh no, they drove their cars from attraction to attraction, ultimate laziness, and she got a little Great Dane puppy named Blue as her birthday present.
Aww.
Little puppy, so cute.
A nothing dog's like going to be huge.
I was going to say, nothing like a Kardashian celebration. Go big or go home.
Exactly.
Like it. So TMZ just posted, it said 10 minutes ago, but now it just switched to 2 days ago. So posted previously, Lamar Odom was spotted wasted at Beecher's Madhouse in West Hollywood this week.
Heard about this.
And I guess he was really drunk, had champagne in his hands the whole time, and then when he left the bar at 2:30... he was spotted here. Somebody heard him say, now it's time for the after party. So clearly he's still not doing well.
He wants some after buzz.
Well, you guys know what Beecher's Madhouse is, right?
Yeah.
Burlesque midget bar. Okay, so he was having a fun night. Crazy night.
It's amazing the celebrities in this town that go to Beecher's Madhouse.
It's huge.
Can we go there? I've never been there. And it seems like a fantasy land.
An after buzz TV outing?
Should we?
Yeah, definitely.
We should do it.
Marissa, our producer, are you coming?
Definitely.
Perfect.
Excellent.
You guys have any news and gossip over on that side of the table?
We do. Last week we talked about the amazing wedding proposal of Kim and Kanye, right? And we said how the video was out and it was amazing. Turns out now that video they did not have permission. So the person who took the video was the co-founder of YouTube, Chad Hurley, who's a friend of the Kardashians. That's why he was there.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, Kanye had a deal already worked out with E, the exclusivity for filming for a show on E. We can assume Keep It Up with the Kardashians. Yeah. So that all that footage is supposed to only be for E.
Oh.
Well, then this guy from YouTube now has put it on YouTube. It has millions and millions of views. And so now Kim and Kanye are suing Chad Hurley.
Well, this is
even
though it's their friend for leaking this proposal. This wedding video.
You can't invite the founder of YouTube and not expect him to make a YouTube
it and make a YouTube video of the event.
And I feel like the video isn't that clear.
Yeah, it's definitely
so I'd still
far
watch this. I mean, I'm going to watch anyways. But even if you've seen that, I don't think it's going to take away views.
Yeah,
it's kind of Blair Witch Project-y. It's not the clearest video. It's a YouTube video. Yeah, I think it's fine.
Did they sign non-disclosures before they were attending?
I'm sure, because if E's filming them, then they have to sign an appearance release.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's in there.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens. It's for unspecified damages, but I can only imagine, since it's related to the Kardashians, how much money this could potentially be worth. They're probably going to settle out of court, who knows. But anyway, kind of scandalous, because we just talked about this video and how great it was, and then apparently no one was supposed to see it. Also, it was Halloween, and we had so many great comments on YouTube. So thanks to everyone that's been watching and commenting. speaking of Halloween, one, you got a comment about how you were, let me get the mixture. I think it was Fernando. Fernando Chavez says, Keaton, you're the best Miley.
Fernando.
Wow. Thank you, Fernando.
Keaton stole that costume idea from Danica.
I was going to say.
That's some bullshit, Fernando.
Fernando, you should have seen their reaction in our...
We were Miley first.
Our so area, we read it all together.
They were like, oh, he doesn't like us as Miley Cyrus? But anyway, I wanted
Keaton's
you to know,
the
Keaton.
Favorite.
Yeah. That, fine, Fernando.
Fine, so, Fernando. For look what you've done to our happy family.
For all the comments, though, jealous. You know, and 0104 Brit... she says, great podcast, we're the best. But then she also had great comments about Kim Kardashian, and she was like, bitch, please. So it got sassy on YouTube.
Yes.
Thank you, everyone, for the comments. But now, same was for Halloween. I don't know if you guys saw this. We have a photo, if you are watching on YouTube. If you're driving your car and are listening, make sure you go to work or at home, pull it up. Look at this photo. It is of the Honey Boo Boo clan, the family. They went as the Kardashians for Halloween. Oh, it is hilarious. So, of course, Honey Boo Boo went as Kris Jenner. I think it's hilarious. Sugar Bear is Bruce Jenner. Pumpkin is Scott Disick. Anna and Jessica went as Courtney and Chloe. And of all people, Mama June went as Kim Kardashian. How so amazing funny. Is
pregnant
this photo?
Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Don't need to stuff the belly for that pregnant costume. That's all funny. Right. So anyway, I wanted to share that with you guys, part of our news and gossip. I thought that was absolutely hilarious.
Well, there are a couple other people that also dressed as the Kardashians yeah? this year. If you guys watched Live with Kelly and Michael, mm-hmm. They pulled off an amazing Kim and Kanye.
I saw that.
It was so funny. I mean, I don't know if you guys saw their Halloween special, but it was probably one of the best Halloween specials.
Like, they changed costumes like 15
yeah,
times.
Yeah, it was incredible. And then if you watch Access Hollywood Live, they dressed as Kris and Bruce Jenner, and actually stayed in character the whole time, which was very funny to see them delivering the news and having interviews as Kris and Bruce and getting in little tiffs about their divorce and stuff. So, and I know Kris has been on that show, so I'm sure you know, they take it and stride. But today I saw on Perez Hilton that Chloe was actually out spotted with a ring on her ring finger that was not her giant wedding ring or an engagement ring that we all know. So
scandalous.
I don't know if that says that she's kind of moving on or if she's like in this weird mid zone. But yeah, she has changed. She's been hiding her hand for a while, and now it's been out and it's a different ring.
Well, we all know she's going to get divorced. The question is just when she chooses to announce it.
Because we've been predicting it, and then, you know, I don't know if you guys follow her on Instagram, but she had an Instagram that came out this week, and it said in the Instagram photo, in the end, only three things matter. How much you loved, how gently you lived, and how gracefully you let go of things not meant for you.
Lamar.
So everyone's kind of like, was that specifically towards Lamar? Because that's what I would take it
poor
as.
Thing.
You know, so.
She's posted a few things like that.
Very inspiring and sad. Lamar's basketball coach just released a statement saying, too, that he thought when Lamar signed on to do the Kardashians, that the structure of the family would be really good for him. But he's like, now looking back, maybe it wasn't. Maybe it just blew up the whole Hollywood thing more, which. Drugs are more
so
available.
Bad for Lamar. Like honestly, we've seen throughout this, you know, his time with the Kardashians and Khloe and Lamar and, you know, all their stuff. He's genuinely a really good guy who comes from a very tough past.
Yeah.
And, you know, and he does love this family. He loves the Kardashian family. And they have really, like, supported him and stuff. So it's sad that it's gotten so bad to the point where it's going to break them apart.
Yeah, it sucks for Khloe, too.
Oh, really? Yeah, it's really sad for Khloe.
But Chloe will be back on the market, and hopefully we'll see her.
And she's a strong and amazing
get
lady.
It.
So
get it, girl.
I'm excited to see who Chloe's going to date and who Kris is going to date.
I know.
Can't wait.
So many things to talk about.
Next week.
So we'll also be back next week with two episodes for you, so stay tuned. In the meantime, you can follow all of us on social media and on our blogs and everything. Where can
you find you?
You
can find me online, Facebook and Twitter at Danica Kennedy.
And you can find me on Twitter at KeatonM33 and on Instagram at Keaton33.
And make sure to follow me on Twitter and Instagram, every other social media thing out there, Facebook at Justin J. Nichols.
And I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Jason Eichler. And we will be back in here next week with two brand new episodes.
Woohoo!
Woo!
Ooh.
from executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
If you're in or those of the host owner, and not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals. Don't fight it, no, your skin sucks. You don't want it. Go fuck it.